My name's Tom Corner. I am an author and motivational speaker. I've published 5 books. My latest book is Borrowed Eyes and Feet, Finding Enlightenment After Rage. And all of my books and speaker information and appearances are all available on my webpage, TomCorner.net, Tom Corner, CORNER.net.
We're talking today to Tom Corner. And before we get into anger, I love the title of your book, Borrowed Eyes and Feet, Finding Enlightenment After Rage. Where did that come from, Borrowed Eyes and Feet?
Yes, Pat, thanks for having me. And the title of the book is a curious one. It came to me in a meditation. And I do leave it up to the readers to find their own interpretation of it. But in a nutshell, Pat, the eyes represent my, at one point, inability to see life clearly, and the feet represented my inability to move forward in life. And there are other meanings to it, and actually it changes every day I think about it. But it, again, to see clearly in life and to be able to move forward with peace and love in my life.
And it's definitely a title you don't forget. Now, you were a very angry guy at one point, and that's what we're talking about today, is how we can keep anger from ruining our lives, especially in the holidays. You don't want to be happy during the holiday season.
Yes. It's a wonderful time of year, but what happens is I believe we rehash past hurts and we bring them to the holiday gathering. And what I usually tell people is to be aware of that. If you're not aware of it, then you will be stuck. But awareness is the first step. And then gradually is how to break away those past hurts or that anger.
And therein lies the rub, how to do that.
Right. Well, that's true. And I throw in gradually because we live in a society of instantaneous results. And many people give up on things, but it took me years to figure this out. And I believe it started in early childhood from my parents' divorce when my foundation of stability fell apart and I couldn't get the support I needed from some of the other adult figureheads in my life. And it's a fascinating journey for me, Pat, to see how my life transpired, and I carried it because I didn't know how to express my feelings, and it wasn't being received at that point in my life. And a lot of times for our survival technique, we turn to anger to, in a way, protect us.
It sounded to me in reading about your life before you turned it around that you were almost suicidal.
I do capture that in my book. I was in a meditation, and again, a big part of this is meditation and affirmations, and I have a life coach. So it's putting the pieces together, but I did have a breakdown, and I visualized actually my suicide in a meditation, and I capture it in chapter 2 of the book. But before that, Pat, I used to cut and burn myself with cigarettes, and a lot of kids and adults have done that, and they may not feel they can talk about it because they'll be judged and they're afraid. And I wanted to express that so people know they have a choice and that there is another way.
You mentioned something earlier that's really so true. The holidays bring out the best and worst in us. And you don't want to mask your feelings when you're going out and you're going to be with loved ones. But what's the best way to deal with your inner pain if you're going to be at a holiday dinner, let's say, or something of that nature? Not to go, or what do you suggest?
Yeah, well, sometimes that is the best choice, unfortunately, is to if you're not prepared. But again, what I would advise is awareness. Again, if you're not aware, you have to be aware. The other thing is really think about your expectations. And most people, their expectations they're off. And what are your expectations of the loved ones in your life when you go to the holiday gathering? And what are their expectations of yourself? Because usually they're not aligned. And if you have that mindset, and you show up and those expectations aren't met, or you have negative expectations and that person meets them, you've paved the way for that to be a bad experience.
Although sometimes the expectations really are neutral. I mean, you're expected to be civil, and sometimes you're too upset that you can't even be that.
Yeah, and if that does happen, that is a fact that you can very easily just excuse yourself. Whether you're at the dinner table or a gathering, you can just excuse yourself to get a breath of fresh air or to the restroom and gather your thoughts. But all this stems from our past.
Yeah.
And we rehash the past in our mind over and over again, and we believe it's the present moment, which is not the case. And holiday after holiday, typically people carry something that happened 5 years ago or 20 years ago, and their awareness isn't at that point where they pay attention to it and they can break it away. But I'm an example of that, and I still have to recite affirmations. I do it every day, but with the holidays, I'll have to do it with my siblings just because that's the nature of it. It's not a bad thing, but it creates for a more harmonious holiday.
If you know you are going to be with family and Christmas past looms large, let's put it that way, how can you approach a holiday dinner in a way where you are at least a little more even-keeled?
Do your best if you're at a holiday dinner to... We all carry the holiday spirit, and we all want it to be the most wonderful time of year. And then sometimes what happens is it goes sideways. And ask yourself, you really have to ask yourself, well, why does this happen if it's happened before, which it typically does? And you'll probably be aware of negative thoughts or experiences that happened. And usually what I ask myself when they come up or tell anybody to ask yourself, is this really true? Are these emotions really true? Because typically they're not, and we carry this in our mind. And if we're able to ask that question and really give ourselves time to do that, you can absolutely change. But you've got to give yourself the time to do it, which is not hours, it's minutes.
A lot of people will also say, if you put on a smiley face, that you're being a phony baloney. But is that necessarily a bad thing sometimes?
No, it's good. But if you're just repressing anger, that's bad.
Yeah.
What I do purposely, and I ask questions. So instead of getting into an argument, I would be curious about the individual I'm speaking to, because maybe I don't understand them, and I'd ask questions and let them talk, and I will not try to correct them, but allow them to express their feelings and thoughts and remove judgment from it. And it's amazing.
That is a good way to do it, just to let them run on. And a lot of times they'll run out of steam.
Yeah.
So,
and they'll think you're the greatest person ever. You said nothing, but they were able to speak, and they'll say, wow, Pat was great. And you just sat there and listened.
Yeah. What do you think is the responsibility of a host? Let's talk about holiday gatherings. There might be a person who's rather gloomy.
Well, yeah, host, it could be a family gathering. It could be a work gathering. That's always a tough one. And if somebody's gloomy, it's always important to approach them to let them know you care, because maybe they're carrying something that is upsetting them. And maybe if you could just say, well, what's going on? And have them learn to ask themselves, is this really true? Because usually what we, again, create in our minds is far worse than what it really is. And when you break it down that way, it's helpful. So I would say do your best to engage them. It's the holidays. It's the holiday of loving and giving, and we should really do it all year. And that takes strength, because you don't know what they're going to say or do.
You mentioned meditation. Do you advise maybe doing some meditation right before you hit a holiday party? Maybe, you know, might be a little iffy.
Yes. Yes. I would advise that people do it every day.
Yeah.
And I do it every day, and I recite affirmations to myself hundreds, if not thousands of times a day. And it works, but It's deliberate practice. A meditation, they're everywhere. You could Google it and find a meditation. I'll do it for people. If they talk to me, I'll try to channel their energy, and I'll text them a meditation or an affirmation. But everybody does it. They just don't know it. You don't have to sit in a secret pose or formal pose. It's if you're sitting at a traffic light and you're quiet for 10 seconds and the world disappears, that's meditation. Or if you're just, you're in a place where it's just quiet and you quiet your mind, that's the starting of meditation. And the other part is you have to be nice to yourself. And so affirmations are important. So there's 86,000 seconds in a day. I ask people to say something nice to them 15 seconds in the morning and 15 at night, and you would be surprised how many people can't do it. 30 seconds out of 86,000.
Wow. You sound so happy and uplifted now. I have a difficulty imagining you as the angry guy.
Well, thank you. I repressed it, which is awful, which is bad. And if you don't know how to express it, I went down the path of self-destruction.
Yeah.
And I got to a point, as I capture my book, I had to choose another way out of this life of anger. And I only had two choices, Pat.
Yeah.
And I chose to go towards love, and people think that that's vulnerable if I'm going to love and accept people and forgive them. But I'm coming to find that's my strength, and that's everybody's strength.
And I also love your year of fear, and a year of fear and anger is not a life worth living. And when you look at it that way, well, what's the alternative? Let me embrace that.
If you spend time being nice to yourself and meditating, the way you see the world and people in it and yourself completely changes. For the better, of course.
That's a good thought to end with as we approach the holidays.
I agree. Yeah, be nice to yourself, and find an affirmation to recite. You owe it to yourself at least 30 seconds a day. You do it in the morning, it starts your day off the right way. And if you do it at night, you're setting the stage for the next day. And if you commit yourself to it, eventually you'll look back and be blown away by how much of a positive change that's made on someone's life.
And you know, if you do it at night right before you go to bed, I really believe that it does influence your dreams.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yes. So. And those that don't believe it probably haven't tried it and maybe need to remove some resistance or doubt or anger and try it, because you don't know until you actually put the effort into it. But most people are afraid, and we're creatures of habit, which is really the challenge.
Yeah.
We have to be able to break some of these habits.
But, you know, I read somewhere that if you do something for 28 days, a habit is broken, usually. So that's uplifting and hopeful.
It is. It is. And you don't have to get to a point where I was, where it's somewhat dire.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, you know, Tony Robbins says that real change happens when the pain to remain the same is more than the pain to change. Mm. But I would add to that is that if you are going to change, your mindset has to be right. If you are forced to change and you're still carrying anger and doubt, that change probably won't be the change that you desire. You really have to have that mindset and that awareness. And then that change will be empowering, and people will notice a different person, and you'll probably end up surrounding yourself with different people that support that positive mindset.